Do we know where the sheet on the top of this one could have gone?
Sadly, I'm guessing whoever wrote on this pad last took it or threw it away. Penny's down in janitorial and maintenance right now, asking where the garbage goes once it's taken from here. I know a lot of it is eventually recycled or incinerated, but I'm hoping that hasn't happened yet. Amarok straightened.
So am I. Stay here and don't let anyone touch this, he said,
and ran down to his truck to get his forensics kit so he could use his high-res digital camera and oblique lighting to photograph the pad. Once he'd taken multiple shots from different angles for future reference, he had Ricardo find him a soft lead pencil, which he rubbed gently over the indentations on the page. Almost like magic, the writing appeared. A name and a number.
No way,
Amarok murmured. That's Evelyn's writing, Ricardo said. I recognize it myself. He bent closer. But who's Alistair? Amarok shoved a hand through his hair as he gaped at the name.
My mother.
Anchorage, Alaska. Sunday, 9 a.m., Alaska Daylight Time. Lyman Bishop was the opposite of the man Evelyn had killed. He wasn't particularly young, he wasn't fit or strong, and instead of delivering her food in a no-nonsense manner, without even speaking to her or looking at her, if he could avoid it, he left the slot open and pulled up a chair to the other side of the door so he could talk to her. She could tell he'd been waiting for this moment and was now relishing the fact that he'd succeeded not only in surviving and escaping, but also in kidnapping her. How have you been, anyway? He asked, as though they were good friends who hadn't seen each other in some time, sitting out on a porch somewhere. She'd never witnessed a greater disconnect in anyone else. Never known anyone less self-aware, even Jasper. Instead of trying to point out the obvious, she said nothing, just kept shoveling down her oatmeal. This time she hadn't been provided with any fruit, which was something he'd apologized for when he handed her the tray. He'd said he needed to go out and get some groceries, that Emmett hadn't done a very good job of stocking the cupboards, but beggars couldn't be choosers. He'd had to work with who he had to work with, he'd said.
You're not going to talk to me?
He asked when the silence stretched out. She took some small pleasure in his disappointment. There was a brief silence before he said,
Of course. You're hungry. Go ahead. I'll do the talking. I'm sure you're curious to hear about everything that's happened to me since we last met.
She swallowed another spoonful of oatmeal.
No, not really. I don't care about you at all.
She knew she'd be smarter to bridle her tongue, but she didn't have the emotional wherewithal. That the effort she'd put into getting away had failed, that going that far hadn't improved her situation, and she didn't see any other avenue of escape had devastated her, left her feeling miserable and defeated.
Come on,
he said, as though he was making an honest effort to mollify her.
I understand why you're mad, but there's no need for all of this hostility. It'll only make matters worse. The sooner you accept your new situation, the better off we'll be.
You expect me to accept this? She indicated the four walls of her prison.
Why not? You kept me in a space about the same size, and with other men who would have torn me to pieces if they could get their hands on me.
You deserved your prison sentence.
I don't.
Lyman tisked.
None of us are perfect. Besides, nothing's going to change. Go to hell.
Taking her food, she crossed over to sit against the same wall as the door so he couldn't see her, which she knew would bother him.
I never dreamed you'd be such a bad sport,
he said as if she'd hurt his feelings.
We'll have to rectify that.
With an ice prick? She asked bitterly. This time, he was the one who paused before answering.
If that's what it takes. I'll never allow you to touch me. I'll die first. You'll die eventually, yes, when I'm done with you. But not before you have the baby. And you'll treat me with respect while I allow you to live, or I might decide to take certain risks I was hoping to avoid until later.
The calmness with which he spoke contrasted sharply with the meaning of his words. That, as well as mention of the baby, made it impossible for her to continue.